This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning from Mountain View Medical Group, part of DaVita Medical, is Dr. Derek Hatch. Good morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Renee?
We are fantastic this morning. So glad you can join us again this morning because we've had a month-long conversation where we're talking about childhood obesity. And we started with, you know, what to do to help keep your children at a healthy weight. But now we're kind of shifting gears and going to talk about what parents can do if they are kind of combating an unhealthy weight. And so I'm sure there are some parents out there that need some tips and help.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to come on here and chat with you. And on that subject of combating an already unhealthy weight in a youngster, it's really important because, as we know, 1 in 8 preschoolers in the U.S. is already obese.
Wow.
And, you know, when a kid is obese growing up, they're 5 times more likely to become an adult with an obesity or overweight problem and therefore suffering from lifelong physical and mental health problems. So it becomes a matter of, okay, how do we deal with it when we already have a child who's combating unhealthy weight?
Yeah.
And like we said last week, you know, parents serve as role models. You know, I can't say that enough because our kids take after us and the habits that we form and that they see growing up. And so it's up to us as parents, as role models, to set that example of healthy eating, healthy lifestyles. But then, you know, we kind of mentioned a couple of these things, but the keys are, you know, limiting and reducing that screen time. That's a really big one. Making water drinking more readily available throughout the day rather than some of those sugary drinks. And encourage enjoyable physical activity. I can't emphasize the enjoyable part enough. You know, us as adults, how much do we love getting on a treadmill and just running? You know, there are some of us who enjoy that.
Right.
But I would say for the majority of us, that's not a very enjoyable thing to do, and it's not something that we can keep up as easily. So for kids, they enjoy the fun things, right? So get them involved in swimming, biking, hiking, basketball, soccer, you know, racquetball if age appropriate. You know, these are the kinds of things that they would really catch on to and keep going. And that is key, finding these activities that they will do over and over again.
Well, and doctor, I'm sure it could be even as simple as going and playing on the monkey bars, just starting that
exactly.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at least you said it, starting somewhere and finding that they can get engaged in. And then things like skipping, don't skip breakfast, something that we all do sometimes, and then eating more nutritious meals, snacks, and then taking the time to plan out meals for your family and get necessary foods. Sitting down together without electronics to eat. And it's not only important for the actual foods that we eat and how we eat and those habits, but it's important for our families. And then find ways to get your child involved in the planning and decision making. And I find the greatest success, and some of my patients I see are the ones who you can actually get, whether it's the toddler, the grade school kid, the adolescent, involved in the process, whether that's them having that desire and motivation to do better, or we're working on it as a team. And that is part of it, working on it with your child, not just telling them what they need to do. And so, and if for more information on that, there's a great website that the American Academy of Pediatrics puts out called healthychildren.org that has some other great tips there for you.
And doctor, really quick, before we have to wrap up this morning, we talked about this really in the beginning of this discussion and about, you know, and I'm sure it's hard for parents, but we were talking about how they use some foods as rewards, and that might be a hard behavior to change as well.
Yeah, that is a hard one because it is something even from toddlerhood or really young that they can see as something that they enjoy. those sweet little food snacks, fruit snacks, things like that, when we can't even communicate with them on a logical basis, but they can understand sweets and treats and they love that. So we fall into a habit of it, but it's a habit we need to either try to avoid or to break. And by breaking, you know, if you have to use a snack, make it a healthy one that they can enjoy, but a fun one. But it's better to shift gears towards other types of rewards and positive outcomes.
Right.
Yeah. Great question.
Okay, Doctor. It's always great talking with you. And we will talk with you again next week for our weekly Health Minute. Dr. Derek Katch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great week. 6:42 now, KRDO's Morning News.